Sports Central. Basketball.
And let's talk some hoops with Tommy Greer from the Hardball Podcast. G'day, Tom.
G'day, mate.
How are you going?
Very well. How are you?
Good. Now, I was on air last night and I was doing update scores on the Melbourne United game, and I think at one stage I said it was 75-70 and then got busy doing something else, turned around, and they lost.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it was an incredible game. Like, it felt like the postseason had started, you know, and I think both those teams know that there's a high likelihood that that is the first matchup of the playoffs this year, with Melbourne looking like locking up first spot and Adelaide obviously trying to go for that fourth position. So real finals atmosphere over in Adelaide.
They've come from the clouds, Adelaide, a little bit, haven't they? And the Breakers seem to have hit a speed hump.
Yeah, I've got no idea what's going on with the Breakers, to be honest. I mean, for so long now, they've been the benchmark of the league. They've had such a strong culture of work ethic over there. And so I really don't know what's wrong. I'm not sure if there's a locker room issue or personality sort of thing going on over there, but they're really struggling.
When you saw the scoreline during the week in the Townsville game, 89-66, you thought, hang on, that's not the same team that we've been watching for 3 years.
Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, I watched that game and it was just, I couldn't even believe what I was seeing, you know, like some of these players, Mika Vekona, Corey Webster, that, you know, over the last sort of 3-4 years in the NBL have just been devastating, and it just looked like the effort wasn't there. You know, Townsville were a team of young sort of upstarts, basically, and they took it right to them.
They certainly did, which makes the game against Cairns, which is their next game, really important, not necessarily for them to win, but just for them to show something.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if even coming away with that win is too little too late now. At that win Adelaide had over Melbourne will go a long way to locking up that fourth spot for them. And just going off of that performance that New Zealand put in against Townsville, I'm not sure they can turn it around from there.
Yeah, Illawarra, what do you make of their form? They lost to Perth in Perth, but that's not a disgrace by any stretch of the imagination.
No, of course they're without Kirk Penny as well, who's an MVP candidate. So whenever you're losing someone of that calibre, it makes it difficult. And of course, playing over at Perth Arena is never an easy task.
United will have to regroup. They've got another important game. I think they play Cairns next, don't they, next weekend?
Yeah, and Cairns are another funny one. I mean, they played a two-game series with Melbourne. Might have been even last weekend, and they just really showed nothing. A bit sort of similar to New Zealand. So they'll be looking to put in a much better effort.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, every time I turn on ESPN, there's some expert or some ex-player or someone talking Ben Simmons up. Like, there is no... I've never seen anyone as hyped as him, probably since LeBron.
I know, it truly is incredible. And this is what... I mean, Australia is slowly starting to realise what we have on our hands here, but this kid's going to be a global phenomenon. I mean, he's legitimately that good. He's setting college alight with his numbers. He had hype before going to college, and I mean, once he goes number one in the draft, it's just going to be next level sort of media hype.
It's not even an argument point, is it? I mean, it's a Monty.
Well, at the moment, it's a Monty, but the college season's, you know, a long one, so he's going to have to keep producing because, you know, there's a lot of talent in this year's draft. I think the exciting thing and the point of difference for Ben Simmons, I mean, we've had Bogut who went number one. Of course, that was a massive deal back then. But Ben being that sort of the ability to play the wing, and, you know, he's dynamic, he's athletic, he can get above the rim. I think that adds that sort of flair and excitement to it.
Yeah, no, it's really this last week because I've been getting home late. I've been turned on ESPN, and honestly, I reckon every night someone's been talking about him. It's just
incredible.
Just phenomenal. Hey, Tommy, appreciate your time. Thanks very much. Let's hope Melbourne can turn it around in a week's time.
Yeah, I'm sure they can, mate. They're still my tip to come away with the championship. So once Chris Golding and Dan Kickett find the range again, we'll be good to go.